Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Newsmakers Podcast, sponsored by the Tippecanoe Gazette. I'm Greg Enslin, your host, and I'm the publisher and owner of the paper. So if you have any issues or concerns or suggestions about the paper, please send them to me. I'm publisher at tipgazette.com. And yes, I actually do want feedback. People talk about this all the time. Businesses go out of business, and then people are like, well, you know what they should have done? They should have done this. They should have done that. They should have had this. They should have had that. And the people I know that run businesses or own businesses that go out of business are like, why didn't you tell us this ahead of time when it would have been helpful? Pearson House is a good example of that.
I think you should have a gossip column.
Oh, God.
Like Bridgerton.
No.
Like, come on.
That's how I get sued.
Oh, man.
I have a lawyer ready to go just in case, but I don't need that. But no, if you have suggestions or feedback, no matter how brutal, I want to know it because I would rather hear about it now as opposed to after the paper goes out of business, because then I can't do anything about it. So please send in your comments and feedback. Today on the show, we are joined by Tasha Weaver from the Downtown Tip City Partnership, and she already talked. You may have heard her like sneak into that conversation. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. It's raining really, really hard outside. So if anybody hears sounds of thunder and they hear the rain pitter-patter in the background, that is real. That is not a sound effect.
Yes.
Yes. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. How's your golfing?
It's great.
Stroke. Hitting.
It needs work.
You been anywhere lately? You go any golfing? Do any golfing outings anyplace soon? Recently?
Well, I'm going to be in the Rotary Golf outing in June, and I'll be in the Chamber Golf outing in July.
That's right. I forgot the Rotary had one of those. Yeah. That's cool. And are you like the honored guest? Like,
no.
Are you at the front of the parade?
Are you at the front? There are Rotarians that are freaking amazing golfers.
Really?
Oh my goodness.
So does everybody have a handicap that plays golf regularly? Is that how it works? Like if you go out and play golf on the regular, somebody comes up to you and says, here's your handicap. How's
like,
it work?
You have to track it. Like there's a whole tracking thing, and so only certain golf courses can do it.
Oh, okay. So you do it yourself. So I don't have a handicap
because
I don't
play golf.
But if I did, what would be my handicap? Brand new guy, just starting out.
I don't know.
Like okay. Let's say I can't. Let's say I'm blind and I can't hit the ball at all.
If you're blind, you shouldn't be golfing.
Okay. Let's say if I'm really bad, really really bad at golf. Like where would you start? So like tennis, I understand. You're a one. Or a zero. If you can't find the racket and you can't pick it up, you're
a zero.
That
would be me. I've never played tennis before.
What's
in my
a
life.
Tennis? But you could pick up a racket. So that's a one.
Okay.
I'm a three. It's all right. 3-5. The guys at the court next to me, they're hitting the ball. I'm like, oh, I wish I could hit the ball like that.
So if my goal is to be a scratch golfer, and that's like you're hitting par.
Par?
Yeah.
So the handicap is zero?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so if
I am nowhere near that.
Okay.
Let's be clear.
Well, so can you share your handicap or is that a secret?
It's embarrassing. I don't want to share
it. So it's 40 something. And a handicap is if I'm playing you and I'm horrible and you're good, then the handicap is a way to make the game more competitive between you and I.
Correct.
So you're hitting this number, I'm hitting that number, but I get to add your handicap to your number. And you still beat me by thousands of points or whatever. But that's an interesting idea. Like on tennis, you don't play other people that aren't in your rating.
Oh.
So I'm a 3-0. I don't play with my wife. She's a 4-5. She will kill me. Like she'll hit the ball and it'll go right through my face. It would not be good.
So I think that really comes down to people being different because I'll tell you, when I go and I golf with my caddy, when I come back from Jamaica, I am the best that I am going to golf all year long. And for the rest of the year, I'm killing it, you know? But then as soon as, then I start back up next year and until I go and I work with my caddy, I'm just like, I feel like I'm kind of lost. Like, what do I do? Because I'll know what to do, but I don't know how to fix it. When I go golf with him, he fixes my swing and tells me what I'm doing wrong. And I just kind of need somebody to tell me what to do.
Right. Yeah,
so when I
good.
Golf with people that golf better than me, I golf better. If I golf with people that don't golf well, I golf like crap.
Yeah. Cause you're rising to the level of the competition.
Yeah.
So you're saying your handicap fluctuates throughout the year.
Yeah.
And it's based on the last 10 10 game matches or whatever.
You're getting way too technical.
I don't
for
know
me.
How it works. I don't know how it works. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I like tennis is easy. I don't play anybody that's a 3-5, and I don't really play anybody that's a 2-5. I just stick with my, like, it's like a layer cake, and you just stick with your people because they're on the same.
It wouldn't push you to get better if you played with somebody better.
It would make me so much better if I played. If I played 3-5 only players, mm-hmm. but I would also be crying a lot and injured. So,
see, that's why I like golf. I'm not going to get injured because I've had a shoulder injury, but I'm less likely to get injured playing golf.
Yeah, golf can be. I mean, tennis can be scary. You're running for the ball
and pickleball. Like, have you heard of so many like torn Achilles from that?
Oh yeah. Well, you know what it is. People get older. They don't feel physically capable of playing tennis anymore. Some people love pickleball for pickleball, but a lot of people I've met transition from tennis to pickleball because they're physically getting up there in years, or they just don't want to be able to cover that much court. Singles tennis, you've got a large area that you have to manage. Whenever I play singles,
When you play singles, you're like in that whole back of the court, right?
Yeah. And when I play singles, it hurts my hips after like an hour. Oh,
from the back and forth?
Because you're just shuffling back and forth constantly. And so doubles is where it's at, because you only have to cover your...
I wonder if tennis would help my golf swing.
Probably not.
You don't think so?
No, probably not.
Probably make it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I do... I was curious about that with the... With the handicap and the golfing, because a lot of the guys I know that play tennis, now they this is the time of year when they're like, and we're also doing golf, you know. And I get invited, and I'm like, I would like to drive the cart.
Well, I mean,
I would like to drink the alcohol. I don't want to golf.
For the golf outings that we do, we're not using handicaps because they're scrambles. And a scramble So say there's four people on our team. You know, we have a foursome. All four of us tee off.
Okay.
So that's when you hit the ball at the beginning.
Thank you. Yes, I do know some of the words. So, what do you hit it with, though?
Well, I mean, I use a driver. Some people use an iron. It just depends.
I use a sand wedge.
Stop it. You do not.
I do not. No, it goes straight up in the air and it comes right back down and lands on the ladies' tee. Yeah.
So it went 8 feet. That's the thing. Yeah. You know, if I'm playing on a course and if I'm playing in a scramble and I've got two guys on my team, they're going to tee off from the men's tees. Mm-hmm. Us ladies are going to tee off from the ladies' tees. Mm-hmm. So say one of those guys completely muffs a shot and it doesn't get past the ladies' tees. Our drive is automatically going to be better than their drive. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go from whatever ball goes the farthest.
Oh, so a scramble, all four of you hit it. And then you all pretend you're as good as the best player in your scramble. Okay.
Yeah. And then when you get to that spot, you all hit from that spot.
Okay. And then again, is it the best?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I don't even have to worry. I could just show up.
Exactly.
Do I have to hit the ball? Do I have to hit it? I guess I have to make the effort.
You don't have to, but you really should, because it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Scrambles are how I got started golfing. Mm.
And you realized you had a talent for it.
I realized it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you realized you had a lot of fun. And you had summer water, probably. Exactly. And if you don't know what summer water is, listen to the other episode on the Shop Hop. So I didn't realize there was a rotary thing, too. So it's a scramble?
Yeah.
And when is that? That's in June?
Yeah, June, I want to say 13th.
Where do they play?
At Homestead.
Homestead, really? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're a sponsor in the paper. They advertise in the paper all summer. Nice. And it's about time for them to re-up. When does golf season start?
The Masters have already happened.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Okay, that's
kind of like
Augusta?
The kickoff of golf season.
Is that
season,
in Augusta?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I know about golf.
Yeah?
I know Tiger Woods and I know Augusta.
What about Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, I missed out on the Adam Sandler stuff. Really? I was too old for the Adam Sandler stuff.
Well, I think they're coming out with a second one.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Nice. Is Bob Barker in that? I don't think he's in that, is he?
That's mean.
Has he passed on?
Like a long time ago.
Really? Did
yes.
he? Did he pass away?
Greg,
I didn't know that.
You're kidding, right?
I was going to quote what he says in the movie, but I can't because then I'll have to bleep it out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that movie, but it's because I don't like, I'm not an Adam Sandler fan. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I haven't.
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to The Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place, take a break with Grego My Lego, the slow build Lego show, with honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, My Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth. Or at least try.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the Twilight Between Sound and Screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory.
3, 2, 1.
Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments. From sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak, if it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey, music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave, join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
Next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or am I right?
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice than I was expecting.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
I might make you laugh. We might make you cry.
A real review. And the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify,
Mickey,
YouTube,
are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next. I don't think I've seen anything I liked him in. What's his best movie?
I don't know. I think he's funny.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Timothy Chalamet. Timothy Chalamet. I can do an Adam Sandler impression, but that just means acting, closing my eyes and acting silly.
I forget what grade it was that Danny had to do the 2-liter bottle project where you made a 2-liter bottle and you had to I don't even remember all the details, but I think you had to write a biography about the person and then create the 2-liter bottle and turn it into somebody. She did Adam Sandler.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Golf. Yeah. We talked about golf. Good. Thanks for joining us, everybody, on this episode about golf. This is good. I like it. We get a little mini episode in here about
golf.
Yeah.
So make sure you sign up for the Rotary Scramble.
Yeah, how does that work? Do you have to be a member of Rotary?
No, this is open for the public.
Really?
So Rotary members do get the first dibs to have teams. And I think they have until the first week of May to create their teams. Because, you know, it's a limited amount of teams. You can only have so many.
You would have to limit the number of people tromping around out there on the greens.
Yeah. And then, so at the beginning of May, probably about the same time as the Mom Shop Hop weekend.
Right.
We'll open that up to the public, and any company can get their own foursome. And or if you don't have a foursome and you're just like, hey, I want to golf, call us up. You
it's
know,
a scramble.
We'll put you in a foursome.
You don't have to be good.
Yeah, you don't have to be good.
No.
It's so much fun.
So if I'm a team with you, I don't even need to try. I don't even need to make an effort. I'll just follow you around.
You're right, because my team's kind of stacked.
But that's bad. Like, if you have a stacked team with a bunch of good players, that's a waste.
No, because we have fun.
Okay.
We have fun. And they help me become better golfers.
And you and your summer water are having fun out there. I guess it does mean, if it is stacked, you're more likely to have a better shot.
Right, because you're like, all the good players, eagle, birdie.
What? Where?
It means we got under par.
I'm looking out the window. I don't see any eagles or birdies.
Yeah.
No.
It means we're under par.
I joined a new Reddit last night called Birds Are Not...
You know, I've never been on Reddit.
Birds Are Not Real.
What?
And the whole proposition of this Reddit subreddit is that birds died out a long time ago, real birds, and all the birds that are out there now are all like drones that are by the government.
Stop.
Anyway, it's hilarious. I mean, it's not real, but they're doing it like it's funny. They're
is that
doing
why we're having all the birds migrating right now? Is it all the drones coming to spy on us?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, nice.
But they're like, see this bird? It's looking right at me. Clearly, it's a drone. Like, they're playing it for laughs. It's not. They don't think it's.
Oh,
funny.
Okay.
But it's hilarious. There's all these pictures of these birds doing weird things, and you're like, see, it's a drone.
Sometimes I feel really naive because there are times where I can't tell if a post is satire or not.
Mm-hmm. I do that a lot. I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. Reddit's fun.
But didn't you say it was a time suck?
It is a time suck.
So I probably should not.
I wouldn't.
I'm not going to start.
I wouldn't do
yeah.
It. No. But if you get on the Birds Are Not Real, you'll get a good laugh.
Well, I don't know. I have my phone in here, so I'm probably going to start seeing those ads now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Reddit's fun. I like Reddit. So tell me more about the golf.
What do you want to know about golf?
So the Rotary, if you wanted to join the Rotary golf outing, how would people do that?
They can just go to the Rotary Facebook page and send us a message.
You just show up at a meeting and stand there and demand to be on the
Could come to a meeting. I would love to have you as my guest for Rotary every Wednesday at noon. Come on down and I'll show you around. Get you signed up for a golf team.
So if people wanted to be in the golf outing for Rotary, they would just reach out to you guys through Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. And that's probably May-ish. And then tell me about the Chamber one. I forgot about that. So that's a big deal for the Chamber.
Yeah, invitation out last week.
That's a big thing for the Chamber.
Yeah.
Like every year, I know people are talking about it for like weeks leading up to the Chamber golf outing. Ooh. And then afterwards, all the people that are in the hospital because of it. I mean, it's exciting.
Yeah.
Lots of exciting things. Are you going to play in that?
I don't know. The partnership's going to have a team for sure, but I don't know if we're just going to have, you know, some sponsors come in and golf. And then last year I helped Meredith with the putt-putt contest.
Oh, that's kind of cheating, isn't it?
No, like I helped her run it.
Were you in it?
No.
Oh, like I was going to say, if you're doing it, everybody else is just going to throw their clubs down and
you're
walk away.
People are going to think that I'm this great golfer.
You are a good golfer.
There are much better golfers.
Are there any
here.
Other scratch golfers in Tip City,
I am
Ohio?
Not a scratch golfer. I said I wish I
you're
was.
Gonna be, you're going to be. You're getting there. You're putting in the effort. You're doing the work.
30 years.
You're doing the work. When you're 98, high five.
That's
made
what I
it.
Shoot now.
I don't know what those numbers mean. Is that good or bad?
No, it's good.
Okay, so par is, I guess if you're 18 holes, right? You play 18 holes or 9 holes?
It depends on the day.
Okay, so it's a short day. You only do 9 holes.
Yeah.
Each hole is 6 shots?
Some are 3, some are 4,
okay,
some are 5.
Average is 5, so you should hit a 45. Is that what you're saying? That's par.
No.
No? Okay.
It's okay.
Explain it to me. I don't understand. What's par?
Par is when you get, so if hole one
has a suggested number of
3
strokes of mm-hmm. 3, and if you get it in 3, that's par.
Yes.
Right. And if you do that all the time, you're a scratch golfer.
Yes.
Okay. And if you get a 4,
then that
that's
is
some
a
kind of animal name.
It's a bogey.
Bogey.
Yeah.
A bogey's not a bird.
No.
Okay.
And birds are when you're under.
Oh, so that's the reward.
So a birdie okay. is.
So if you get a 5 on that first hole.
That's a double bogey.
A double bogey. That sounds good.
But
that's
it's
bad.
Not,
okay.
It's not.
And what if you get a 6?
Well, it depends on.
Can you get a 6 on a 3-hole thing?
If I'm golfing, if you
no, I'm golfing. Pretend I'm.
But
golfing.
If you're golfing with me,
okay.
after you're a double bogey, we are not even keeping your score.
Oh, okay, good. And I'm having summer water, just that. So if it's a three par and you hit it in two, what's that?
If it's a three par and you hit it in two, it's a birdie.
That's a birdie, one mm-hmm. under.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you hit a two under.
Well, that would be a hole in one.
So on this particular hole, but they're all different. So yeah. On this one, you'd have to hit a hole in one to get an eagle.
And I've only done that once in my entire life.
Got an eagle or
got a hole in one.
Okay. So if, and what's three under par? Is there a word for that? Condor?
I think that.
Is it seabird?
No, I think it's.
Is it bald eagle?
I don't want to say the wrong word.
No, I'm curious because I read about it on Reddit the other day, and it's a word I've heard, but nobody ever uses it because nobody ever hits three under par, right?
I don't know.
It's condor.
Is it?
I don't know. It's some word. It's some bird that you never hear about. Penguin? Ocelot? It's some word, yes. So, but you're not tracking by hole more as you're tracking like the total of all of the pars put together for the whole course, right?
Okay, so this is what, and this is what I almost said out loud. So I Googled it.
I'm glad you Googled it. Thank you.
I didn't want to say the wrong thing. An albatross, also known as a double eagle, is a score of three under par on a single hole. That's what I thought it was, but okay. I wasn't sure.
So do holes have six par, five par, like really difficult holes or really long holes?
Really long holes.
Would be six.
Would be, I've never seen a six one. I'm not saying that.
So five is like the max.
Five is usually
that's like the black
long.
Diamond on the skiing. You don't, that's the scary one is the five par. So you'd have to hit that in two to get the albatross.
Yeah.
That's the word I just learned, albatross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for if you're golfing, you don't get a pick.
What do you mean?
I mean, when you're skiing, you get to pick which one you're going on. When you're golfing,
you're like, I have to go there. That's hole five.
Right.
Well, I'd just like to skip that one, sir. Is it okay if we don't do hole five? I'm intimidated.
It'd be like, my ball is going in that water.
I'm walking it over there and putting it right in the hole. Hey, look, I got a double eagle. That doesn't. You can't do that, can you? So what's the par at Homestead? In nine holes?
They have 18, and I don't know what it
holes.
Is.
Say it's a nine-hole course.
I can look it up.
And it's four is the average. Then 36 would be par for that course, right?
Yes.
Which is why people say par for the course, because that means you're doing really well. You're saying as a scratch golfer, you should be able to go out and golf a course and hit whatever they're suggested.
Yeah, so if I was golfing at Homestead and mm-hmm. I was a par golfer,
par
my
golfer is scratch.
Score would be 71.
Okay, so 71 is the total mm-hmm. of all the pars of all the holes at Homestead added up.
Yes.
So if I go there and I get a 91, I've hit 20 more shots than they think I should, but I'm not a good golfer, so it doesn't matter. So 71, if you hit 71, you'd be par.
Right. Now, that's if you're at the Troy Country Club,
okay.
Your par is 70.
Okay.
So
those are good numbers. So yeah. Let's say I'm playing with you, and you have, and I have a handicap of zero. No.
That means you're a par golfer.
Okay. You have a scratch golfer. You have a handicap of zero, and I am not good, and I have a handicap of 30.
Okay.
And then you hit 71
mm-hmm.
at Homestead, and I hit 95.
Mm-hmm.
I win.
No.
Yeah, because we add 30, subtract 30 from my score, add 30 to yours. We would subtract 30 from my score, right? Isn't that what the handicap does?
Yeah, but I'm still going to have four less than you.
You had 71 and I would have 95. I would have 65. If I was my handicap is 30, right?
Oh, I thought you said 20.
Oh, no, 30. Can you get a handicap that high?
I don't know. I really don't.
Wow, what's that?
Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. This is just the beginning. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know. We'll be back every Wednesday with more stories, event sneak peeks, interviews with business owners, and updates you won't want to miss. Welcome to the Downtown Lowdown, brought to you by the Downtown Tip City Partnership. I'm your host, Tasha Weaver, Executive Director of the Downtown Tip City Partnership. Each episode, I'll share what's happening downtown and introduce you to the people, stories, and energy behind it all. Be sure to subscribe where you listen to your podcast and turn those notifications on so you'll be in the know.
Welcome to The Ultimate Unwind. This is Grego, my Lego. No rush here. Just building, relaxing, and talking Lego. Subscribe now to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Whether you're a builder, a collector, or just love the sound of a brick clicking into place, take a break with Grego My Lego, the slow build Lego show, with honest reviews, total relaxation, and the best long form builds around. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube today. The show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. In a world that moves too fast sometimes, you just want to slow down. This is Grego, my Lego. The slow build Lego show where you don't just see the final model. You watch it come to life. Subscribe to Grego My Lego on YouTube, where every build tells a story. Looking for the real stories behind your community? Tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast that brings the Tippecanoe Gazette to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin, Newsmakers dives into exclusive interviews with local business owners, community leaders, and event organizers, giving you a front row seat to what's happening in Tip City, Ohio. Your community, your stories, your podcast. Newsmakers, available wherever you get your podcasts. Looking to stay in the know about everything happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, a local podcast hosted by Greg Enslin in partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette. Each week, Greg sits down with the people making things happen in Tip City. From business owners to event organizers and volunteers, Newsmakers brings you the inside scoop. Subscribe today, wherever you get your podcasts. Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enslin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Your town. Your stories. Your podcast.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Whether you're a skeptic, unbeliever, or just along for the ride, Spectre Sisters is your go-to hub for everything weird, wild, and wonderfully unexplained.
So light a candle, keep your mind open, and remember, not everything strange is supernatural.
But some of it just might be.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters, your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
Each week, your hosts will guide you through chilling true accounts of possible paranormal encounters, bizarre events, and local legends that blur the line between fact and fiction. But we're not here just to spook. We shine a flashlight on the dark corners, question everything, and peel back the layers to find the truth, or at least try.
Welcome to the Spectre Sisters,
your portal into the unexplainable,
the unknown,
and the undeniably strange.
From haunted houses and cryptid sightings to eerie coincidences and unsolved mysteries, the Spectre Sisters are on a mission to investigate it all with logic, curiosity, and just the right amount of goosebumps.
Welcome to the twilight between sound and screen. Lo-fi chill meets celluloid dreams. Press play and fade away. Only on Synthwave Cinema. This isn't just a vibe, it's a memory. Every week, DJ Menegroth drops deep cuts and cinematic textures, the kind of beats you imagine playing behind sunsets, streetlights, and stolen movie moments, from sci-fi streetscapes to high school heartbreak. If it belonged on a tape, it's here. Synthwave Cinema, streaming wherever dreamers drift. Welcome to Synthwave Cinema, where iconic movie lines meet the chillest beats in the galaxy. A cinematic sound journey, music reimagined through neon sound. All vibes, no spoilers. Catch the wave, join the show. Now, streaming on YouTube, Spotify, and wherever chill beats thrive.
So tell us about the Village Idiots podcast, Zoe.
Tune in because we talk about lots of different topics. I have a vast and wide array of knowledge. And we all know the moon landing was fake.
For next season of Village Idiots, canceled edition. Am I right or am I right?
So tell me, what is the Village Idiots podcast about, Abby?
It takes a village to raise an idiot.
That's a different voice than I was expecting.
If you like to laugh, I can't guarantee we will make you laugh.
We might make you cry.
A real review, and the review was, it's not that funny.
No.
Oh, hi, everybody. Tune in to the Village Idiots podcast, please. Come to my clubhouse.
Why?
Spotify,
Mickey,
YouTube.
Are you having
Apple,
a stroke?
Apple Music.
Apple Podcasts, I think, yeah.
Mickey's different personalities are coming over.
Hey, welcome to the Village Idiots podcast. On this show, youngs and olds compete for verbal domination of a small town in Ohio. Actually, Village Idiots is two youngs and an old talking about pop culture, movies, music, and other topics. Generation Zers Zoe and Abby talk about things that Greg doesn't understand, like TikTok and Riz, while old-timer Greg explains the ancient times before iPhones and Facebook. Tune in today to find out what they'll talk about next.
That's thunder.
That's thunder. Okay, so since we're doing a golf episode,
I guess we are.
Two more questions. Okay. Where around here can you golf in Tip City, Ohio?
There's all kinds of places to golf.
Tell me, I don't know.
So Homestead.
Homestead is the closest.
It is our Tip City golf course. It is, if you're heading towards West Milton,
okay,
and then there's the curve and you turn on that road. Now I'm going to have to go to Chafee's.
So where's Sugar Hill?
Sugar Isle.
That's what I said.
It's in New Carlisle.
Okay.
And then there's Miami Shores in Troy.
Okay.
There cool. is Echo Hills in Piqua. That's where I got my only hole in one at.
There's a lot of courses around here.
Yeah.
I didn't realize
that's
that.
That's not even, if you start heading south, there's all kinds of courses that I haven't even played at yet.
There's five courses that close to Tip?
And there's also the Piqua Country Club, but I've never played there.
Wow. Now, did there used to be a course out by where Harmony Farms is? On the river, over on the other side of the river.
I think
there was
no
a course
idea.
Over there. And that was the Tip course.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's you could play and look that over the river. And it closed. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, that's sad.
Somebody brought it up in some meeting and they're like, yeah, that used to be something Hills, maybe Seven Hills. Not Seven Hills. It had a name. Clever. Isn't that clever?
Yeah. I'm glad it had a name.
So if somebody wanted to get into golf, what would you suggest? As my last question, I swear to God. We're going to wrap this up.
You know,
I'm just fascinated with golf.
I would say that to not get discouraged, mm-hmm. I kind of was thrown into the golf world. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. I know we've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And I, as somebody that never golfed before and had 3 months to go golf in a tournament where I knew I was going to be followed by the media.
Oh, boy.
It was.
I hate the media. Paparazzi, were they taking your pictures and stuff?
Yeah, but they wrote.
Are you Meghan Markle?
They did a very good job. Like, the write-up was great, so I'm not going to complain. But it is something that you can learn. It's something that you're going to continue to get better on. And not to give up, because, I mean, today my friend went out with me and she's like, you know, I'm just here for moral support because I can't even hit the ball farther than 5 yards.
Wait, you've golfed today?
I went to Penn High at lunch instead of eating lunch.
That's
and
cool.
I didn't know it
was current news that we were talking about golf. Like, it's a thing that literally just happened.
Do you think I like wear golf clothes every day for
I like your outfit. It's cute.
Thanks.
It's good. And it looks like golf attire. Yeah. So that makes sense now. Yeah. Thanks. You've answered many of my questions.
Yeah. But I would just say not to give up and try. If you're somebody that learns by doing it, just definitely get out there and do it.
Do you need like expensive equipment? How does that work? Like,
do you
go to the store and set me up?
Well, so I ended up taking lessons.
Okay.
And then the pro that I worked with when I took my lessons, mm-hmm. he fit me for my golf clubs. Mm. So I was very fortunate. But I do know that they do the same service at the Troy Country Club. Mm-hmm. There's also a PGA store in Columbus by Dublin. Mm-hmm. And they'll fit you for clubs. But honestly, I didn't buy my own clubs until I was probably 3 months into golf. Mm. Because, you know, at the lessons, I would use the courses. Golf clubs. Mm-hmm. And I did
so Homestead has clubs you can rent.
I did my lessons at Miami Shores.
Okay. But most places probably have like golf.
Yeah,
it's like
whatever.
It's like the shoes at the roller skating rink. You rent them because that's what they have there. And then if you're really into it, you get your own skates.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, the tennis is the same way. They have demos there, rackets that you can try.
So I guess I don't know that. I mean, yeah.
You just walk in and borrow a demo.
I know if you go to any Sandals resort or any Hard Rock resort, you do not have to bring your golf clubs.
Sponsored by Sandals.
If you're locally, I couldn't answer that question, which is kind of crazy.
That is. Yeah, I would assume most golf courses want you to play there. So they probably have like, it's like you go to a fancy restaurant and they have a dinner jacket you can borrow.
But honestly, if you're just learning, when I signed up for my lessons, he's like, just go to Goodwill and look for some golf clubs. You'll find them.
Or the garage
sale. And he was right. Yeah. You're going to find old golf clubs, and those are the best to practice with and to learn with because they're probably not calibrated right. They've probably been beat up. Mm-hmm. And when you're first learning, you're going to beat the crap out of your clubs.
Yeah. So, it doesn't, and you don't need the level of like technical sophistication that you do when you're like good.
Right.
Right. Because you're hitting it well, you're striking the ball correctly, and you want nice clubs to get an extra 10 yards or
right.
40
and if you
yards
learn how to golf with some really crappy clubs,
yeah.
and then you get good clubs, you'll be like, oh, wow, I'm better.
Look at that. It's magic. Technology. It's the same with tennis. It doesn't matter what racket you use when you're a one or a two, really.
Yeah.
Because you're not even striking the ball correctly.
Yeah.
So the grip and the strings and all that, it's like, it doesn't, you could be hitting it with like a frying pan. It wouldn't matter until you get good enough. And then you're like, okay. Every time I hit the ball with this racket, it makes my elbow hurt. Well, that's because you're using the wrong racket.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's
well,
the same
we'll have
with the
to
club.
Do a tennis episode, and you'll have to tell us all about tennis, but I wouldn't even know what questions to ask.
We just did it. That's it. So if you do want to get better at golf, last question, I swear to God.
Okay.
Last question, I swear to God. Because we just ended up doing a half an hour on golf, and that's awesome. If you want to get better, it sounds like Penn High is a place where you can practice, and then like long shots is very popular. So
yeah.
So if people want to get better, is that the kind of thing where you would go? Is that practice? Is that what that is?
Yeah. And I mean, so for me, the reason I go to Penn High, one, it's in Tip City and I can go there quickly on my lunch break, but you know, long shots isn't that far away. Mm-hmm. For me, I like going to Penn High because when I'm out there, I'm doing drills and I know that I look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not out there trying to hit it as far as I can. I'm out there doing drills to make my swing better.
So what's a drill? Like, you're hitting it, just trying to hit it exactly the same.
You know, sometimes
if
I have an iron, I'll put, I'll like line up my balls, and then in my backswing, when I'm swinging my iron, the ball that's right behind my iron to make my swing go straight, that ball is going to go straight back. So I'm hitting two balls at once, and one's going forward and one's going back.
It's an exercise to learn and perfect that particular stroke.
So often if you see me at Penn High, I'm doing drills and I look ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I have driven by many times looking for you there, and I've never seen you there.
Well, so it's because I go during lunch or after work.
Penn High is in Kyle Park.
Yeah. But
what's
also,
that cost? You know?
So a bucket of balls is $5.
Really?
Yeah. If it is busy out there, you'll see me drive out there and turn around in the parking lot and leave.
And then you have to. So when you go around to pick up all the balls, is it dangerous?
You don't pick up the balls. Oh. You buy the bucket of balls, you hit them, and then you leave. But put your bucket.
How do they get back in the bucket?
There's somebody that does it.
Oh.
They have
poor guy. Does he go around and pick them all up, or does he have a machine?
He does.
Or something?
He goes around and picks them up.
Oh my goodness.
I've been out there when he's doing it before, though.
Do you aim at him or away from him?
Well,
I feel bad for this guy.
So there was this one time.
Has he been injured regularly?
I don't even want to tell the story.
Oh no, don't tell it then. Save it. We'll save it for another episode. But I feel bad for that guy if he's like ducking out of the way. He's like, watch out. I was going to say, if they make you go out and get the ball and then there's nobody else there, that's good. But if there's other people at Penn High, you can literally aim at the partnership staff if you want. That seems dangerous. I don't think I would do that.
No.
I've seen some courses, I think Long Shots has like a big, it looks like a lawnmower. And it goes around and picks. So I haven't been to Long Shots up here, and that's between Tip and Troy. And is that kind of the same thing where you work on your stroke?
Yeah, they have different games out there. So if you could try to get it into like little scoring nets or.
Oh, that's cool.
They try to make it fun. People out there are probably working on their drives. And it's very similar to Top Golf.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm trying to think if there could be a tennis equivalent of that. Like when you're hitting the ball on tennis. Sometimes you're trying to aim it for particular spots, and sometimes you're trying to just hit it as hard as you can. So that kind of is a good analogy for that, where sometimes you're working on accuracy with your putting, or sometimes you're just trying to just whack it as hard as you can. So can you see how far it goes?
Yeah.
Like a net or something to catch them all? Or is that?
Oh, we're at Long Shots?
Yeah.
I can't. Okay. I can't drive it out of the park.
Oh, really?
I'm sure there's probably some people that can.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Have you ever been at Penn High and hit one in the river?
No.
Is it that close?
There's not even a river close to Penn High.
Yeah, if you hit it that way. The Miami River, that's the river that goes by.
That is so far away. I would have to hit it like...
like a mile and a half. I don't know how far balls go.
If I could hit the ball like that.
And they're like, what? Where'd it go? And it's in the water floating. Wow. Okay, well, that's cool.
I will tell you that my caddy yells at me the most to keep my head down. And he tells me to keep my head down. He's going to watch where my ball goes. I don't need to do that.
That's smart.
I do know that something that I'm really bad at is. And so when I'm out there doing my drills, I try to keep my head down because I don't really care where my ball's going. But. Mm-hmm. Then if you don't know where your ball goes, it's hard to fix your swing.
Yeah, it's kind of the same in tennis. You're not supposed to really watch where the ball goes. You're supposed to watch the ball hit the racket. So you hit it right and hit it in the middle and hit it correctly with the right amount of like
Well, how do you
pace.
Aim where it goes then?
But you kind of have to know. So you kind of have to know. You have to look. You're looking at the ball, but you're using your peripheral vision to also decide where you're going to hit it. So that's why it's a challenge.
I should come and play tennis with you sometime. And you should come and golf with me sometime.
No.
Why not?
Because
I promise you that you're going to be better at golf than I am at tennis.
Is there summer water?
Yeah.
Okay, then yes, I will go.
Deal.
I'd rather do that than try most other sports because it seems like people have fun with golf. So.
It is. It is fun. But I will tell you, I've golfed with some people.
Sounds like a lot of walking.
Well, you can get a cart.
I'm exhausted.
You can get a cart.
I don't want to walk that much.
Then get a cart.
Okay, I'll get a cart. Can I just drive the cart and drink?
There probably are a lot of people that do that.
Yeah. That seems like a fivesome. I'll be the fifth person in the foursome. Doodaloo.
But I've golfed with people that are super serious that make golf not fun.
Oh.
So, I mean, it really just depends on who you're going to be spending your time with.
There's tennis people that argue about the score. all the time, or argue the ball because it's a
because you have to stay in bounds in tennis.
Yeah, but it's a friendly game, and I'm doing air quotes because it's friendly. Like it's friendly. Like if somebody calls the ball out and you know it's out and you know it's in, you can have that conversation. But if you're just going to be a jerk about it, then it takes all the fun out of it.
Do you get extra points if the ball goes out of bounds?
No.
Or is that how you get a point?
That's how then the point's over and you win. If I hit the ball and it's out, then the other team wins. So you win that point.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I hit the ball and it's in and then you try to hit it back to me and you miss it
out. So how do you win at tennis?
Get it more points than the other people.
Do you have like a
number? It's the opposite of golf.
Do you have like a number that you have to hit? Like the first person to reach this number?
Yeah. There's games and sets and matches. Yeah. It's a very complicated numbering system. It's kind of silly. It's French.
So how do you win?
You win more points than the other people.
But there's like not a set amount that you have to win?
No. You just have to win more than them.
So like if we were playing tennis.
Yes. There's
and you like beat me every single time.
Yes.
How many points would you have?
If you got no points at all?
Yeah.
Let's see. It's 15, 30, 45, and then that's game. So I would have to win 4 points. I have to win 4 points to win a game. And then a set is 6 games. So 24.
That's a lot of math.
It's a lot of math. And then if you win, if I hit and you get a point, then it's 15, 15. Like I get 15, and then you would get 15, so it'd be 15, 15.
Yeah.
And then 30, and then 40. Not 45. What did I say? 45. 40. 45 makes sense. So it's 40. And then 40, if we're both hitting, we both have 40, then it's deuce. And then you have to win by 2 to win that game.
Wait, tennis has love. What's love?
Love means 0.
Then nobody's winning.
Yeah. So if I'm beating you 15 love or 30 love or 45 love, 40 love, then you don't have any points yet.
Oh. Is that where like they say like you're lucky in love or
no,
cards?
That's not where that's comes. No, not at all.
Okay. I was just curious.
No, but the other day we got beat. My team got beat by another team and they won 6-0.
Wow.
We won many points in there, but we didn't win any games.
Okay.
So you can win points and then not win the game. It's frustrating, obviously. But you have to win a certain number of points more than the other team to win that game. And then you have to win 6 games. So, but they won 6 games and I won, we had 0. So that's called a bagel and that you don't want a bagel.
A bagel?
Yeah. You don't want a bagel. No. And then yesterday we were playing and we had 6 games and they had 6 games. So then you keep playing until you win by 2. Or so no, we had 5. It was 5-5. And then we won 6-5. And then we won 7-5. So we won.
That's so set. Does tennis have any equivalent of a golf scramble?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. No, do they do tournaments?
You play for yourself only.
Gotcha.
It's very selfish. It's a very selfish game.
Okay.
And yeah, they do tournaments and keep scores. And then you put your scores in the system and then it gives you your ranking. And if you play really well against the ranking you're at now, then they'll bump you up.
Okay.
And you can't play with any of your friends ever again. It's so sad.
That's crazy.
It is kind of sad.
That is.
All right. Well, there you go. We had a whole episode on golf and like a mini, mini episode on tennis where I tried to explain the scoring and then I got confused. So don't worry about it. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us on this mini episode. Mini golf. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Look at that. Mini
golf. Oh, we should have talked about Putterpalooza.
Oh, Putterpalooza. Yeah. Tell me about Putterpalooza.
Putterpalooza coming soon. No.
Tip City, Ohio. Okay. There you go. And that's a downtown Tip City Partnership event related to golf. And that happens when?
It's
July?
August 1st.
August 1st.
August 1st. And the proceeds from that go to our promotions committee. So.
But that's not, you're not hitting the ball as hard as you can.
No, okay. You're just trying to get it in the hole.
Can you get a birdie at Putterpalooza? Probably not.
I mean, if you got.
Do they have par? Like,
yeah.
Yes, they do have par.
If you go to like a putt-putt course, they have a par. So.
Albatross. Albatross.
Let's do it.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I just learned.
I will tell you that the putt-putt green that I got for Putterpalooza is putt-pong. So, you know, like beer pong?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be putt-pong.
So you don't hit it with a stick, you throw it?
No, you have to. It's the holes are set up like the cups are set up in beer pong. So you put it into the hole.
Oh, like a sand. So you have sand wedge. It has to go up and over and down into the hole.
No.
No? Okay, good.
No, it's just one
Well,
flat.
If you want to know about Putterpalooza, go on your website. It's there.
And I'm sure we're going to do a podcast
about
it before.
We have to do an episode where
it'll get close.
And we'll putt in here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Are we gonna like tape a YouTube episode and we'll teach people how to putt?
No, we'll putt and then you'll beat me so badly that I'll delete the footage. It'll be great.
Maybe you'll win.
So anyway, thanks for joining us today on the episode. We were going to talk about the Tipopoly, but we're going to talk about that next. So stick around for that.
Well, this could be really confusing if we do the Tipopoly one first.
If we do these in different order, then it'll be very confusing. So just ignore what I just said. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Newsmakers Podcast, sponsored by the Tipping Gazette. And Tasha Weaver was our guest today, and we talked about golf and nothing at all related to the Downtown Tip City Partnership, and it was exciting.
Thank you. Oh my goodness.